Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
Stop it! Stop what you're doing!
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider Special. This is where we talk about the stuff that, it's for you people out there working in the building and construction industry. On the residential side of things, maybe you're a designer, maybe you work in a tile store, maybe you work in a lumberyard, or you're a remodeling contractor, this one is for you. Well, I wanted to talk about my concern for the future in our industry. Because right now, I'm starting to get that little hole in my stomach that feels like we're in that 07, 08 bubble that's going to burst. And that's starting to concern me. Great example, this morning, or actually yesterday afternoon, NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders, came out and said, lumber prices now add $36,000 to a new home price. Yes, lumber prices, average home across the U.S., just went up $36,000 to a new home price. Now, that lumber price also added nearly $13,000 to the market value of an average new multifamily home. That means if you're renting, you're paying $119 a month more to rent a new apartment. $119 a month due to those lumber prices. And now that's going to affect everything we do out here. We have never seen a price surge like that. Now let's talk about this. Let's talk about how this works. So just to give you a little background so you can understand where I'm going at this. April 23rd, the latest of the random length prices. So that's the when you order random length wood. April 23, the price of framing lumber was $1,200 per 1,000 board feet, up 250% since last April, where it was roughly $350 per 1,000 board feet. Back in February, that was already adding $24,000 to the cost of a new home. So you see where we're going with this. So I am, we can't be sustainable with this. And the NAHB agrees with me on that one. They've got to figure out how to fix this because right now we are on a steep climb that's going to cause some problems. What kind of problems? First, you're seeing, new home builders prices are increasing so much. They don't know what they can put a price on a house. And they're going to go, whoa, you're going to see that stop. You're going to see new housing starts just hit the brakes because by the time they say go, by the time they're framing lumber prices and the math on whether that house is going to be sellable or not has gone on way too much, way too much. I mean, think about it. If you're starting a house in February, let's see, January. All of a sudden, you're figuring it out. You're through framing here in March, April. Holy smokes. You just added $12,000 to the price of the house just in the price increases from February. So this is going to not be a sustainable thing. So how do we deal with this? First off, if you're in the construction industry out there, be very careful with your dollars right now. Not the time I would go out and make some big expenditures. Make sure you're advertising, make sure you're branding, make sure you're doing the things to really sustain your business through a little more rough times. Now, if it was only lumber, it'd be one thing, but it's not. We've got electrical, plumbing, metals, roofing. All those things are going through the roof right now. So I just want to wave the yellow flag if this was auto racing and say, we got to be really careful what's coming around the corner if this keeps going. Now, how is that going to play out? Nobody knows. We haven't seen this before. We talk about how things used to go, but we haven't seen this before. My concern is this compounding with, you know, newer taxes and higher taxes for people that are investing big dollars into the markets. We could come into some rough roads ahead. So be very, very, very careful. Make sure your foundation is solid. Make sure every customer is taken care of. Make sure every employee is taken care of. And get back to basics in your business plan. That's one of my biggest things for you guys out there that are in the remodeling and new construction. Be very careful what's going on. Because you're going to see now homeowners, builders, everybody else is going to start hitting the brakes going, yeah, we're just going to hold off until this comes back down again. That might be a year. So we could have our own problems with that. Now, the COVID lockdowns and stuff, I mean, if you're in Florida and Texas, you're golden. If you're here in Oregon, we are back down to where we were a year ago. We are locked down again as of Friday. Restaurants can't eat inside. Bars can't eat inside, drink inside. Everything's outside if we're going to do it. We're back to that again. So just be careful. These rough roads are not through yet. And I don't want to hit everybody with a bunch of Thursday negativity. That's not what this is about at all. This is about making sure that our industry survives through this and that we're looking good. Because I'm very concerned that we're going to a place that's going to hurt some businesses out there. So be very careful, guys. That's my tip for the day on that one. Now, contractors, this is my second tip of the day here, a little bonus episode. I want you to make sure that your subcontractors are good to go. It's subcontractor audit time for me. When I've been working with, as a design build firm or anything else, here's what you want to make sure. All of the other companies working for you are licensed, bonded, insured that are doing work. You might have checked them last year. You might have checked them first of the year. Just do a spot check. Go through and check. Make sure your electricians, plumbers, heating and cooling, make sure their paperwork's in order. Make sure those guys showing up at the job site are covered by their workers' compensation insurance. Make sure they're all licensed, bonded, insured, and that you are using all the latest and greatest of the codes and regulations for your state and, of course, our beautiful federal government. So make sure of that. That's the other thing I'd be doing about right now. It's a good time to check that out because, trust me, I've seen over the years many people get burned by their favorite contractor that's working for them as a sub because they didn't pay their bills. Things got crazy, whatever it was, and now they're covering for injuries on their own job site of their subcontractor. So I don't want to see anybody get caught with that out there. All right, everybody, we've had a long one this week. Our Wednesday show yesterday was over an hour instead of the 15 minutes, so I'm going to cut this one a little bit short today on our Pro Insider. But make sure you check us back every Thursday for the Pro Insider. I've got some big interviews that are going to be coming up here as well. We're going to bring some people in that I really want to talk to. So we've got some fun stuff ahead. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Thursday. Thanks for listening to Around the House Pro Insider.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak,
It realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.